Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle. Because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Rack your look for spring at Nordstrom Rack and save up to 60% on brands you love. Rag & Bone, Vince, Marc Jacobs, Adidas, Joe's, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. Score new dresses, denim, sandals, designer bags, and sunglasses, plus updates for the family and home. Get your spring on for less, up to 60% less, today at your Nordstrom Rack store. What will you find?
Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. ComEd will pick up that old working fridge, recycle it, and send you $50. Schedule your free pickup at ComEd.com/fridge recycling. Today's Hey, I Was Wondering is Halloween related, too. Hey, Eric, I got a Hey, I Was Wondering question for you. Since we're coming on into the Halloween season, people are starting to watch Halloween-themed movies. As I was talking with my coworkers, we got to discussing go-to Halloween movies. There are classics, of course, but the one that caused the most debate was The Gremlins. People argued that it's a Christmas movie because Gizmo was a Christmas gift. Others say it's more of a scary Halloween movie because of, well, the Gremlins themselves. I was wondering if the 530 Club could weigh in. Does Gremlins fit as a Halloween movie? Sorry if this brings up, is Die Hard a Christmas movie? We'll get into that around Christmas.
Yeah. Similar debate, though. Similar.
Right. Yes. Right. Gremlins. I can't even really remember Gremlins.
Did you ever see? I saw it when I was literally a little child, so the specifics of it are kind of escaping me.
I remember it being scary.
Yeah, Gizmo was a cute little cuddly thing, but then I think he had some really scary, scary friends.
Didn't he multiply?
If you got him wet or something.
Something like that. Something yeah, like that. I think that's right. I think that's right.
Have you ever seen a Violetta?
No, I haven't.
We might have to add that to Millennial Movie Night.
Okay, well, I also have a little update. We are setting one up for this weekend.
Millennial Movie Night?
Yeah, so we're at least starting to talk, getting the girls together. So we are going to have another one.
All right.
And I think that we decided it was going to be Tommy Boy.
All right.
Oh, that'll be a good one.
All right, so Millennial Movie Night this weekend, Tommy Boy.
Yeah.
You finally get to see Tommy Boy. More on that coming up.
Okay.
All right, so none of us really know if Gremlins qualifies more as a Christmas movie or a Halloween movie.
To rewatch that thing.
But what I would like to do is go back to the very beginning. I'm more interested in her question, the go-to Halloween movie.
Halloween Town is the best.
Halloween Town. I'm not familiar with that one.
It's a Disney Channel movie.
Oh. Is it? Who does it star?
A couple people.
Okay. Sounds like a can't miss.
No, but it really is like a famous movie.
Aha.
I just don't know the actors.
So famous that none of us know it or the actors in it.
I will say that
it's a classic for
I feel
the
like I should have seen it because I feel like Disney Channel's been in my house a lot the last decade or so. So it's possible I've seen it, but it's not ringing a bell.
What other go-to Halloween movies? If it's Halloween time and you're having people over to the condo and you decide, you know what? Let's get after it. Let's throw some scare at each other.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say is the go-to Halloween movie? Like if you pick one of the Freddy movies, which one? There's what, it been like a dozen?
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know. How many?
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Right,
that's what
right.
Freddy is, right?
Yeah.
He's Nightmare on Elm Street,
Kruger,
right?
Right.
Is that your go-to?
Double Trouble.
Double Trouble. Don't know that one either. What
that's
that?
With the Olsen twins.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Ray, you really got to stop doing only Disney references on the show. Okay.
That's all I got.
Was that a Halloween movie?
Yeah.
Yeah. You say that like I should know the Olsen twins Halloween catalog of movies.
That's a famous one, too.
It. Yeah.
I don't know that it's famous.
It
you keep
is.
Going with this line.
It is.
It's famous.
I keep seeing it on all my Instagram. Everybody's rewatching it.
Really?
Everyone. By the way, there are four Halloween Town movies.
Yeah, and Debbie Reynolds is in it. She's the grandma.
Gotcha.
She's the witch grandma.
All right, let's get back on topic. 312. 233-1019. If you were going to watch a Halloween movie right now, a Halloween classic, a scary slasher, thriller, whatever you want classic for Halloween, which one are you going with? Julie, you would say what?
I'm going to have to stick with my all-time most Gary, The Exorcist.
The Exorcist. An oldie, but a goodie. A classic. A classic make-you-wet-yourself scary movie.
I feel like it doesn't hold up.
Really?
That's what I feel like.
All right, now, as much as I assign Violetta to watch movies, you are now WHIP officially assigned to watch The Exorcist again to back up that statement.
Okay, yeah, I did in the last few years, and I was like, huh, somehow I'm not as... And I watched it in the dark alone on purpose just to get
really?
The full effect. I was still kind of like, eh.
I spend a lot of time in the dark alone for other reasons.
Well, I happen to be in the dark. Yeah, I happen to be in the dark alone, and I just hit play.
Hi, Steve.
Hey, good morning.
You even sound scary, Steve.
Yep. My go-to movie is Pet Sematary.
Pet Sematary.
Oh, yeah.
Good old Stephen
Pet
King.
Pet Sematary. I've never seen that one either. But then again, most of these scary movies I've never seen because I avoid them at all costs.
Yeah.
Right.
Not your thing.
Would you consider this a scary movie, Chris?
Oh, absolutely. You kidding me? E.T.?
E.T. You consider that a Halloween scary movie? I thought it was heartwarming.
It's both.
Takes place during Halloween. You got aliens with glowing fingers. Come on.
All right, all right. Hey, you make a compelling argument.
Okay. When the government guys come in their suits at the end to try to get him, that's scary, yes.
Christine, your go-to Halloween movie?
Haunted Mansion.
Haunted Mansion.
Oh, yeah.
Don't know that one either. Who does that star, sort of?
Eddie Murphy.
Ah, Eddie Murphy. Eddie Murphy, whose career is scary.
He's on the comeback trail.
Haunted Mansion. You know that one? You've seen that one, Melissa?
I haven't seen it, but I've seen lots of commercials for it when it was out a long time ago. But
You remember the commercials for a haunted movie many, many years ago that you didn't see?
I don't know.
It's the weirdest statement. This is why I think you're on medicine now.
No, anything.
I never saw it, Eric, but I remember the commercials from 1974.
Anything Eddie Murphy, for some reason, has always stuck in my head, and I don't know why. I guess it's so funny.
Tina.
Hocus Pocus.
Hocus Pocus. That feels Disney-esque. I don't know that one either.
Is that like Bette Midler?
Yep.
Yeah, Bette Midler scares me just because, just because she's Bette Midler. That scares me a lot, too.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, maybe a couple more to add to Millennial Movie Night.
Okay.
I feel as though you should do one more Millennial Movie Night with a scary movie. The kind where you and all the girls turn off all the lights, light a couple of candles, throw on a little Pet Sematary.
I don't really watch scary movies either.
Hence the reason.
But they really scare me for like a long time. They stick with me. Like I saw The Grudge a long time ago.
Uh-huh.
I still can't like shower. Sometimes I think something's going to come out of the back of my head.
Really? Because of The Grudge?
Yeah, because something comes out of the back of her head and I can't close my eyes in the shower because I start getting really nervous.
All right, well, I still think there's value in this though.
That's an effective movie right there.
I mean, I would watch a Millennial Movie Night video of you guys watching a movie that you don't want to watch.
Okay.
Let's just do it this way today. We're just going to talk to all of them, and then we're going to, as a group, pick who would have finished first.
Oh, I like that.
Okay.
Does that work? Does that work for you?
Yeah,
all right. Of course.
That ought to be how things work around here. Julie. Hi, Julie. You plan on dressing as?
A freestyle zombie witch. I just go into my bag of tricks, and whatever happens, happens.
Oh, boy.
Just happens.
That sounds freaky.
That is a little freaky, okay? Freestyle, some kind of zombie witch. Kristen, you will dress as?
A jellyfish.
A jellyfish.
It glows, and it's amazing.
It's amazing. So that's an important part to remember. It's amazing.
True.
Aha. Lara, you would dress as?
Yeah, I dress up Lydia Dietz from Beetlejuice in The Wedding Scene.
Ah, Lydia from Beetlejuice. Okay, hold on, please. Nina, your costume of choice?
I would be the bride for the Sugar Skull, and my husband would be the groom.
The Sugar Skull couple.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Sugar Skull couple.
What
is that
like,
from?
I don't remember.
It's the Dia de los Muertos.
Yeah, it's like the dead, like Mexican dead.
Sugar Skull couple.
Oh my gosh. Okay, got it.
Oh my gosh. Lori.
In solidarity with the teachers, I'm going to be a nudist on strike.
A nudist on strike.
Not exactly what they're doing, but yes.
I don't.
How do you pull that off?
I don't know how that works.
I got to have a sign that says I'm on strike and be fully clothed.
Oh, I see what you did there.
On strike from the nudity.
Right, so hence I'm fully dressed.
That is a think piece.
It was too early for me there.
Yeah, it is a think piece.
Okay.
All right, those are your finalists for our first Eric in the Morning list. The first of passes we're giving away every hour for our Freaky Friday Halloween in-studio audience. Melissa, your vote, please.
I really like the glowing jellyfish.
Glowing jellyfish whip.
Nudist on strike.
Nudist on strike, Violetta.
I gotta go jellyfish.
Jellyfish, Meldy.
Yeah, I'm going jellyfish.
Jellyfish it is. There it is, right there. All right, fine.
How cute is that?
Hi there, Kristen.
Yes!
You're going to join us, woohoo, a week from tomorrow in studio, okay?
All right.
As a part of our...
I will be there.
Awesome. Our Eric in the Morning Freaky Friday Halloween in studio audience. When football and Halloween collide, you might win Bears tickets. You will win a performance from Angel Melendez and the 911 Mambo Orchestra.
Yes.
Oh, awesome.
All right. Breakfast
will... yes.
Awesome.
You get all that.
Breakfast will be served. Surprises will be had. Can't wait for you to be here. Congratulations. That's right, Meldy, social media director, here on the Eric in the Morning Show, made an announcement last week by saying, everybody, I have an announcement. I would like to begin drinking.
Yeah.
Most people try to quit drinking. She wanted to start.
Yeah.
So we put her in the hands of a professional, me.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You are a pro, I have to admit.
And yesterday... I took Meldy drinking.
Yeah.
And we worked our way through a variety of different drinks over at Monk's on Lake Street with Snake the bartender.
Okay. Oh, I see Monk's all the time.
Yeah, we said, you know, if you're gonna take up drinking, you got to take it up the right way.
Yeah.
You got to go to a place when you walk in, you're not certain if it's day or night.
Right. It's dark.
And you have to be served by a guy named Snake.
Yeah.
We found that place.
Okay.
Hi, Meldy.
Hey, guys.
We took the cameras along.
Yeah.
We now have a Drinking with Meldy video available.
Yeah.
You can witness what transpired yesterday when Meldy and I bellied up to the bar and she tried to explain to me that it's important to bring Gatorade along for the electrolytes.
Oh, yeah. I brought Gatorade just because I wasn't sure.
We put a quick end to that.
That's what beginners do.
Yeah, you should have seen the look Snake gave her when she walked in with a bottle of Gatorade.
Oh, and then, man, seriously?
When you become a professional, you move on to Pedialyte after the fact.
So, Meldy, where is the video posted?
So, if you want to see it, it's everywhere on our social media platforms at Eric Morning Mix.
All right, you can see the video as I went drinking with Meldy. We had the
Dirty Shirley.
The Dirty Shirley we started with, and I went into insulin shock, and it wasn't sweet enough for Meldy. Snake had to come back with more cherry juice and make it sweeter for Meldy.
Oh, well, that's right.
A little sweeter.
Yeah.
Oh.
Then we moved to Malort, and there was almost a need for a bucket. When the Malort came through.
I'm never drinking that again. Right. That is disgusting.
As it was described by one of the other workers at Monk's, Malort tastes a lot like Lower Wacker.
That's a real Chicago thing then.
Yeah.
Violetta, do you know the proof on that? You're a Malort drink. You've had it.
Yeah, it's
you
strong.
Don't know?
It's
it does taste a lot like Lower Wacker. And then finally we move to, since, you know, she's got a little Irish in her, Meldy, we move to J-Mo Pickleback. And I just want to be on the record. Meldy successfully did a whole shot of Jameson. Look how excited she is.
What did you feel about that one, the Jameson? I actually didn't mind that. Because when
the
you drink the pickle, it didn't taste so bad anymore.
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
So you can go see that video now, Drinking with Meldy. Yes. And also know that after we left, I got a text from her about 15 minutes later that said, I don't know what's going on, but I feel a little funny.
She texts me, too.
Yeah.
She'll get used to it if she does it again.
I don't know what's going on, but I feel a little funny.
To me, she said tingly.
I was a little bit.
I'm like, so that means you did it right.
That's great. All right, so go see those videos now. We're very proud that she's all grown up and a big girl. We went drinking with Meldy. Look at that. There's that hamburger. Right next to that pickle I left there in July.
I'm telling you.
I was wondering what I did with that big pickle.
It was like, what a way to start the morning.
I had that over the July 4th holiday, and I wondered what happened to that. And there it is in the bottom of my purse. 312-233-1019. What did you discover rummaging around in your purse? There it is. Melissa discovered a hamburger from 4 days ago this morning. And then ate it.
No.
That should really explain all the issues she's having.
Why waste it?
What did you discover in your purse, Marquita?
I discovered a can opener in my purse.
Can opener? What? Like the plug-in kind of in the wall or just your standard can opener that you'd keep in a utensil drawer?
Just,
just the standard can opener, and I don't remember why it was in there or when I put it in there.
Uh-huh. That might be the funniest part.
Yeah.
I don't even know why there's a can opener in your purse ever.
Right, and it's not even yours. So you're like, I had to pick this up somewhere, and I don't know where that happened.
It's good self-defense, maybe.
Oh, look at this. Michelle, what did you discover in your purse?
An unopened can of White Claw.
Oh, boy, I'd keep looking around for more.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Do you recall putting it there?
Well, yes, I went to a movie with some friends.
smuggling the claw into the movie.
Good for you.
By the way, speaking of a White Claw, this could be valuable for you after 7 when we give away another set of passes to the Eric in the Morning Freaky Friday Halloween in-studio audience, and we find out what you're going to dress as. We're doing it every hour this morning. White Claw now has a sexy White Claw costume for Halloween.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
You
no surprises.
You can dress up as sexy White Claw.
Yeah.
Right. What did you find rummaging around in your purse, Lauren?
Yeah, it was actually my coaching bag, but I found a half-eaten box lunch from, the season before.
A half-eaten box lunch from last coaching season.
No.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Yeah.
But, I was rushed. I had to go to our next match.
Right.
Which we won.
Right,
that's
all that's most important. You look at it and go, I think that might have been ham. I can't tell now, but I think originally that was ham. And now it's just some type of green, smelly blob.
I almost think
it was bad.
Yeah. I almost think it passes the stinky phase. Like, you sat there so long, it doesn't even smell anymore. It's
really?
Just turned into hard green rocks or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was petrified.
It reached the petrified status. Yeah, you never know what you're going to find when you're rummaging around in that purse. So Jason Momoa, the actor, has revealed that he had a childhood crush on his now wife, Lisa Bonet. Mm-hmm. I think he was like a kid and he watched The Cosby Show or something.
Had to be it, yeah.
He was like, yeah, I must have her.
There was a very similar story between Ashton Kutcher and Demi Moore.
Very similar.
Exactly.
And look how great that worked out.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Multiple threesomes, drug use, best-selling books. I mean, look at it.
Yeah,
Hollywood.
Look at
a little snapshot of your future.
There you go.
Anybody listening who is married to their childhood crush? Look at all these calls. Hi, Aaron. Hello, Aaron. Joe!
Hi, you're talking to me. I'm Lisa. My husband is Aaron.
Oh, hi, Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. Maybe you're talking to me.
Do you mind if I refer to you as your husband?
I'll go for it.
Okay. Married to your childhood crush?
Yep. So when I was in sixth grade, the first boy I ever noticed was Aaron. We had similar friends, and I was in love with him, but I think we were still, too young.
Right, I think sixth grade probably is, yeah. It's hard to get married in sixth grade.
Yeah. So we went through middle school, through high school together, and then ended up going to different colleges, actually. And then we were home for Thanksgiving, and we both ended up at a mutual friend's house, started dating, and now we're married.
Look at that.
Oh, it's a love story.
You married your sixth grade crush.
You've been with him for, ever.
Ever. Teresa.
Yeah.
Anybody listening who married their childhood crush, like Jason Momoa? That would be you?
Yes.
Sweet.
Thanks for the confirmation.
All right, then.
No, it's not. I just got it.
Anytime you'd like to share more details, feel free. We'll wait patiently.
Sorry, I was trying to make a left-hand turn.
Well, let's
see. Oh,
yeah,
be
careful.
Let's
make a safe left turn here first.
Yeah. Sure, priorities in order.
Love.
For sure.
Yeah. Go ahead,
Teresa. I wanted to make sure I got back home to my husband.
He's a lovely man.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, well, he had a crush on me 7th and 8th grade. And then I had a crush on him all 4 years of high school and never said anything.
Now, wait a minute. When he had a crush on you in 7th and 8th grade, did you even know he was alive?
I did, but he was the really short, cute guy in school. So I thought, what a little cutie he was.
Right. He was more like a pet than a potential boyfriend. And then in high school, the crush shifted. Did he, you said, had no clue that you felt that way about him?
No, because I only told my best friend and I swore her to secrecy.
Why would you not want him to know?
Because I was the girl that just was very quiet, went to school, went right home.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I would go to the football games to watch him play, and then I would go home right after.
And he would never know that the only reason you were there was because of him.
Correct.
And how did it finally figure itself out?
Then life takes its own path. We both were married to other people, and we both had kids and stuff. And then 5 years ago, the day before my 50th birthday, we went out on our first date. And we just got married July 6th of this year.
Look at that.
Wow. All that time passed.
Decades removed.
What the heck?
She found her Aquaman.
Yes, she
or
did.
Or something like that.
Okay, we've cleaned up the house, now the garage and that old fridge.
But I...
No buts! There's just one old jar of sauerkraut in that fridge. ComEd will take it away for free. Send us $50.
But, honey...
And we could save over $100 a year in energy costs.
But...
No buts.
ComEd is picking it up next Tuesday.
Oh. You just like to argue.
Schedule your free pickup from the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program at ComEd.com/fridge recycling. ComEd, powering lives, funded in compliance with state law.
Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. ComEd will pick up that old working fridge, recycle it, and send you $50. Schedule your free pickup at ComEd.com/fridge recycling.
Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. ComEd will pick up that old working fridge, recycle it, and send you $50. Schedule your free pickup at ComEd.com/fridge recycling. My wife and I have been married for 4 years. The other day, I was going through our photo albums, and I realized how much weight she's gained. I was out with my sister and told her I was thinking about offering my wife money to lose weight. My wife's a shopaholic and would take a bribe with no problem. My sister says I'm crazy and would be insulting my wife with such an offer. My brother says my offer is not an insult and rather motivation to lose weight and earn money for shopping. Insult or not? Melissa?
Oh, you're going to let me talk first? Oh, my God. I am so mad right now.
All right,
I'm
hold
totally.
That thought.
Oh, crap. You're
Hi,
such a...
Sherry. How are you?
Oh, my God. I want to scream. I think he's horrible.
You think he's horrible, so you say that's an insult.
Oh, my God. Absolutely.
Cash for weight is an insult.
Oh, anytime you insult your wife about her weight, you're a jerk.
Aha. All right. You're a jerk. Not only an insult, but a jerk. Karen.
Good morning.
What do you think?
He's out of his flipping mind.
All right. All right.
And I'm sure he's perfect. I'm sure.
Yeah. Not a lot of gray area in that answer.
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, Nicole.
Hi.
What do you think?
That guy is a jag.
Okay. All right. Okay. No gray area there either. Hi, Keith.
100% a-hole.
All right.
Yeah, way to go,
okay.
Keith. I'm loving this.
All right. Kayleen.
Yes.
Any thoughts?
I think that that is no good, and I feel like she's going to be mad at him.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like he could say that they could go on a diet together, and then they'd be good.
Uh-huh. Mm. What if he's already got, like, six-pack abs?
Well, I still feel like, who cares, but he still needs to do it.
Uh-huh. He could pretend that he needs to lose
weight. So,
something.
No offer of money in order to lose weight. Back to you, Melissa. What do you think?
Oh, my God. Okay, so I want him to email me, and let's meet up. I want to meet him. I want to have a few words with his. I think that's how mad I get when
I hear this.
Hold
on a second. Are you asking him to take this thing outside?
He's challenging him to
a
duel.
You're actually challenging him to a fight.
Oh, I'm really upset.
You just challenged him outwardly to a fight.
This is
you
like
just
the
threatened
top.
To beat him up.
I kind of did because this is the kind of thing that makes me the most mad in life.
Uh-huh.
Like this is like she should then be qualified to tell him she wants a divorce.
Hey, Violetta, what do you think? Violetta's like, I'm totally fine with it.
She probably needs to lose
shoes
a few anyway.
Will I get new shoes?
Well, it makes me really uncomfortable, especially the earning part. Like,
right.
She should be able to go shopping anyway.
Right, sure. Yeah.
But, yeah, it just makes me really uncomfortable. I don't know how you bring up to someone, though. Uh-huh. Because, you know, and maybe in a marriage, you have to be attracted to that person. And if they're losing their attractiveness, I don't know how you
Everybody
tell them.
Everybody loses their attractiveness.
But
we all get old.
I know, but
Everybody gets old.
My friends that are married, they're like, my husband's putting on a few, and they don't know how to bring it up to them.
Right. That is our right as husbands, please.
Right. It's our,
part of the dance.
It's
that's what you
right
signed
to
up
one
for.
Day reach repulsive level.
Exactly. What are you expecting to still work at
how
this?
How good do you think you're going to look at, you know, 80?
Well,
but
you should
not
all,
80.
You should try to, the two of you should try to find some happy middle ground here.
No. Yeah. Take care of yourself.
Melissa's like, I am perfectly fine letting myself go to hell. I have no obligation to try to look good for anybody. He can suck it, and if he doesn't like it, meet me out back, and I'm going to punch him in the face.
Yeah,
exactly. Boy, right.
You would be a blast. A new study has found that parents will have 2,500, this will happen 2,500 times during the first year of their baby's life.
Okay.
2,500. What would that be, Elizabeth?
I'm going to take a guess to change the baby's diaper.
Best phone ever? Incorrect
oh,
answer.
Great
I'm sorry.
Guess, though. Great guess.
That would be the obvious one.
Exactly.
That's a lot of poop.
Sure.
I don't know how many times.
Feels like 25 million, I'll
generally,
say
how many do you change in a day?
You lose count. Sure. Why not? Why not?
I've never changed one.
Really? Well, maybe that's I feel something happening here on the
no.
show.
Oh,
I feel,
my God.
I feel somebody bringing in a baby.
Just don't put it on backwards.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. No, 2,500 what in the first year of a baby's life? Mariella.
Arguments.
Exactly right.
With the baby?
Yeah, they argue with the baby. Yeah,
usually you lose.
They argue with the baby.
They just keep screaming.
Parents have 2,500 arguments during the first year of their baby's life.
Wow, that can test a marriage.
2,500?
There's 365 days in a year. You can do the math. That's a lot of fighting.
Imagine the rest for 18 years.
Wow.
I see Whip doing the math. I think it's about eight. Seven and a half, right?
Okay, I'm trying.
A day?
Just to make sure. Seven and a half or eight arguments a day.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's crazy. During the first year, 16% of couples argue about the lack of lovemaking.
Lack of lovemaking.
In that first year.
Yeah. Okay.
17% of couples argue about the lack of affection. 20% of couples find it difficult getting used to having less money than usual after the baby is born.
Oh, yeah. They cost a lot.
That doesn't change either.
Yeah. Of everybody in here, who would you say flusters the most easily?
It's probably either me or Mel D.
All right, then let's do the two of you. Okay? I want you to do something, the two of you.
Okay.
As a follow-up to yesterday's Anxiety Wednesday.
All right.
I saw this story. It's a new study. We're about to see if it's actually true. And this is, I think, timely, given that it's 8:49 now and you're probably heading into the office and we'll experience this all day today.
Oh, no.
All right? You ready?
Yeah.
Here's what I want you to do. Mel D and Melissa, I want you to shake hands with each other, like a business handshake.
Okay.
And I'll tell you when to stop.
Oh, when to stop?
Yeah.
Right now?
Yeah. Go ahead. Shake hands and begin. And stop. Now, how do you both feel? Was it weird?
It was weird.
Yeah.
What was weird about it?
I just feel like I know Melissa so well, so I don't think I need to shake her hand.
So the shaking of the hand part wasn't the weird part. It was just you feel weird shaking her hand.
Yeah. Well, and you're like staring at each other.
If Melissa had been a stranger, what would have been weird about it?
It's too long.
A new study says handshakes that last over 4 seconds trigger anxiety and will affect your relationship.
I can see that.
Yeah. You ever been in the workplace with that that one guy or that one woman who holds on a little bit too long?
Yes.
Feels like it usually is a guy, and he's holding on very, very tightly, and feels like he's doing like a dominant thing on you. That's what I feel like
it is. Is that what it is?
Holding
that's what
I feel on like a little too long. Handshakes lasting longer than 4 seconds can trigger anxiety, negatively impact business meetings, and affect the state of our relationship, according to a new study.
Uh-oh.
It goes on to say, handshakes are a particularly important greeting and can have long-lasting consequences for the relationships that we form. Shaking hands for longer may appear to be a warm gesture on the surface, but it was found that it negatively affects the behavior of the recipient even after the handshake was finished.
Mm-hmm.
So once you've held on for longer than 4 seconds, they walk away going, I don't want to do anything with that person ever again.
Why is he doing that? That's weird.
Is it safe just to kind of grab, do the one, One shake and then out?
One pump?
I think a two pumper is good.
It's a one pump, right? One pump is good.
Well, you know what they say about one pump or two pump.
I think two is...
Nothing. They don't say anything.
What did I say?
They don't say a word. And when you shake hands, should you really shake?
Yes.
Well, what are you going to do? Just sit there?
Yeah, because you generally just grip hands and say hello. You don't shake it up and down.
I do.
Yeah, you do.
I think you kind of
do. You don't
do.
Find that to be a little weird? Like, have you ever had a handshaker where they shake it up and down a little bit too much?
Oh, yeah. Well, have to, like, add the second hand because you're like, I'm going to try to let
them.
Go. Yeah.
Right. We should shake once, you and me. Off. Let's see.
No, I'm good.
I shake your hands all the time.
No, I'm fine. I'm all good.
Well, you're not
I
fun.
Find that just the thought of shaking your hand gives me anxiety. It doesn't matter how long it's going to be.
What's wrong with you?
8:51, you on the mix.
Okay, we've cleaned up the house, now the garage and that old fridge.
But I...
No buts! There's just one old jar of sauerkraut in that fridge. ComEd will take it away for free. Send us $50.
But honey...
And we could save over $100 a year in energy costs.
But...
No buts.
ComEd is picking it up next Tuesday.
Oh. You just like to argue.
Schedule your free pickup from the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program at ComEd.com/fridge recycling. ComEd, powering lives, funded in compliance with state law.
Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. ComEd will pick up that old working fridge, recycle it, and send you $50. Schedule your free pickup at ComEd.com/fridge recycling.
Rack your look for spring at Nordstrom Rack. And save up to 60% on brands you love. Rag & Bone, Vince, Marc Jacobs, Adidas, Joe's, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. Score new dresses, denim, sandals, designer bags, and sunglasses. Plus, updates for the family and home. Get your spring on for less, up to 60% less, today at your Nordstrom Rack store. What will you find?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.